It is Monday morning and time to talk about some of the local issues going on concerning COVID-19. Tamara Lowney is president of IEDC, Itasca Economic Development Corporation. She joins us this morning. Tamara, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So you guys are working really hard to assist businesses in the community. We are in this time that no one ever expected, no one's ever been through before. You have daily conference calls. Tell us a little bit about what those conference calls are about.
Well, we have those calls every day to try to help small businesses understand the unemployment insurance opportunities they have right now, how to communicate that to their employees, what to expect. We have questions every day from small businesses that are really struggling right now. Many of them, as you know, have closed their doors completely or are operating at a very decreased level and really just don't have the cash flow to make sure those operations can stay in place. So on our calls, we're trying to update them on how to communicate with their employees about unemployment insurance. And then, of course, we're trying to communicate about the SBA disaster funds that thankfully are now available for Minnesota businesses, and that just came through this weekend. The calls are focused on providing really clear, concise information to all our businesses because it is truly unbelievable the amount of communication out there and just ensuring that it's accurate and up to date.
Yeah, that's very true. Knowing where you're hearing things from and not trusting everything that you're seeing go across social media. Can you tell us a little bit more about those funds that have come through from the Small Business Association?
Oh, absolutely. So this disaster relief fund has been something we've been waiting for here in our office because we know it means a lot to the small businesses. There are loans available up to $2 million for small businesses and private nonprofits. And those interest rates are about 3.75 for small businesses and can be as low as 2.75 for nonprofit businesses. And they have a four-month deferment rate. So you really have some great options through that program. They're really trying hard at the federal level to provide support for the small businesses. The challenge is, of course, you know, it is an SBA loan. So there are requirements. There are minimum requirements for some of the things they'll need, including, you know, 2 years of tax returns and some other information about the business itself. So we know that even though it's a great opportunity, it won't be a good fit for all of our businesses. So we've put together a loan program through IEDC, and I know the city of Grand Rapids is doing that as well. And those loan programs will probably be announced later on this week. But they're really focused on trying to take care of businesses that can't take advantage of that SBA disaster funding. So we think that if you are concerned right now, you should try to get online and talk to one of our consultants about the SBA fund or even go online and check it out yourself, knowing that that's a great option. But if that doesn't work for you, there are more coming.
What would you say are the most immediate challenges facing businesses?
I think the biggest piece is just the immediate lack of cash flow. So these businesses, some of them are very much hand-to-mouth. A lot of the businesses don't have a reserve or a savings. And then some of our businesses, and these are the ones that are really hard to help right now, are the owners of salon or the small consultants that they are very much reliant on their customers. They aren't always involved in unemployment insurance. So that means that unlike the rest of us that, you know, some of these folks that are getting laid off, they're able to call in and get unemployment benefits. Many of these consultants and contractors haven't been a part of that program. And so right now they really have no cash flow. They have no way of paying their utility bills, their bills with their their landlords. It's a really high stress time for those people. And what we've been trying to tell folks is the number one thing that you need to be doing when you are in this situation is talking to your lender, talking to your landlord, talking to your utility company. Most of these organizations out there, they know what's happening and they're doing their best to help those individuals. So we like to try to communicate. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call your lender. Don't be afraid to pick up the phone and call your landlord and start having those really difficult conversations so you can try to make it through for a little bit longer.
You know, that sounds just like the advice tomorrow that we're getting as individuals, too, to stay, you know, stay physically away from each other, but don't distance yourself and don't, there's so much anxiety and fear right now, especially for individuals, but also for businesses. It's really hard to deal with.
It is. And many of these businesses, they just don't know what to do. And so some of our partners, we're really lucky in economic development. We have partners like Apex and the Entrepreneur Fund, our Small Business Development Center. All these folks out there are here to help. And so we've been doing things like just sitting down with a business and letting them whiteboard out what their issue is and how, you know, how are you going to get to next week? How are you going to get to the week after? Sometimes it just feels good to have someone else listen to how your operation is going to make it through this difficult time. Our SBDC consultants are really here to listen, and in many cases, that's all they can do at the moment is help you listen and help you prepare to apply for some of these funds that are out there. We know that you can go online and try to go and apply for those funds yourself, and we encourage you to do that, but we also encourage you to use those resources that are here locally. Give us a call and let us know how we can help you.
So what can the average citizen do to help support their small businesses?
You know, I think there's been some really great things on a lot of different programming around gift cards. I think those are great. Some programs in smaller communities are offering up delivery programs for food to the home. We really encourage you to participate and to think about that within the realms of what you're comfortable with and what provides the safety that you need. I think that's the challenge here is people are truly thinking about their own personal risk, and that limits what they can do. So the easiest thing to participate with a small business is to buy these gift cards. So then you're not having to have someone come to your home and bring a product there. But that can be a big help for them. We also believe that in the next week or two, there'll be some opportunities to be a part of grant programs as well. So again, the partners I mentioned, we're working together to try to put together a grant program for some of these very small businesses. But in order to do that, we'll need the funds. And so we've got some of our own funds, and we're going to be out there actively trying to raise some more so we can help keep our businesses through this really difficult time. Because the challenge is, right, we don't know how long. And I think that's the most difficult part for all of us is it's difficult to plan for something when we don't know when the end is going to happen and when the switch is going to be turned and we're going to be back in business. And we're trying to help people understand that they need to plan that this is going to be in the case for a while. And even when we start to ramp back up, it isn't going to be like business as usual. There's going to be a ramp up time, and we're going to need to work together to get through that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that unfair question of how do you plan for the future for IEDC? It's got to be tough. You just keep looking for more opportunities that you can provide to businesses?
We do. So, you know, we have, as I said, we're working on these loan funds. So we'll start with our funds here locally, but we're already applying for funds from other disaster relief programs that are nationwide. So, you know, there's a program in the state currently that just launched. We hope to see an application out there today or tomorrow. We'll be applying for those funds, hoping to gain another $100,000 or so to really put into our county. So we're going to be working really hard to try to continue to have funds flow into Itasca County, knowing that we're going to help people now, but we don't necessarily want to use up all of our funds right now, right? We want to be prepared for as things get a little bit harder down the road and we're trying to ramp back up, that there's still funds available to do that as well.
So tell us about the conference calls and how area businesses can get involved.
So our conference calls are on Zoom. We do those calls every day at 1 o'clock. And because the governor had his call is at 2 o'clock every day, we just changed ours. So Ours was at 2 o'clock. We changed it to 1. So we'll start with our information, and today we're really going to get into the meat of those loans. So some of the things I briefly mentioned to you, we're going to talk about at length. And then we're going to stay on the call at 2 and hear the governor's update as well. So we think it's a really good mix of here's what's happening locally, here's how you can get help, and then thinking about our bigger picture as far as the state goes and what options might also be coming from the state, because I know they're working hard on programming as well. But if you go to our website or our Facebook page, there is a link on the page to the Zoom call. There's also a conference call number, so you don't have to have a computer. You can just use your phone and just follow the conference call information to get on as well.
That's Tamara Lowney. She's the president of IEDC, Itasca Economic Development Corporation in Grand Rapids. Great to talk to you today. Let's stay connected when more things come up and you want more businesses to know about it.
Thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
You're welcome. This is the Monday Morning Show. It's KEXE, KBXE. Coming up, we'll have more news from National Public Radio.